Okay, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. Hey, say it with me. And you can be too. Yes, you can. And like I said last week, you got to start with believing it. You have got to believe that you can make it happen. You've got to have a why that's bigger than anything else, bigger than anyone else's opinion, something that's going to have you not stop no matter what. We'll take care of the how for you, okay? But you can get it done, and you can get it done soon. Now, before I start this call, I'm going to say something to you guys. I have asked you guys just before this call, I said, get on your phone and invite someone on this call that you care about. Because this call is going to make a profound difference even beyond that of Ambit Energy. I want you guys to trust me. Get on the phone right now. Send a text to somebody that you care about, somebody on your team that you really care about. Tell them you care about them and you want them on this call, especially this call. Now, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and it is just the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start, because when you come to this call, and there are many calls out there, and I recommend that you get on more than one call. If you have leaders in your upline that has a call, get on that call. But always make this call one of the calls that you get on during the week. Being Sunday night, it can be the first one. It can be the one that gets your week off to a great start. Week after week after week, you're going to get value on this call every time we have it. And tonight is really special. Now, you hear people talking about ambition, okay? It's going to be September 17th through the 19th. It's going to be a virtual ambition this year that you can sit there in the comfort of your own home or with a group that's quarantined or have masks on or whatever, however you want to do it. But you can sit down and relax and enjoy it. And I hope that you take it as seriously as you would if you were at the event live. The best part is it's only $99. You don't have any travel expenses. You don't have to worry about food expenses. You can sit down with a legal pad and a pen or your computer and your word processor open. You can take copious notes as to what's going on, and you're going to get value out of ambition this year. Not only that, but they always have an attendee-only bonus that's worth more than the cost of admission, even more so this year because your expenses are going to be really low. Guys, I highly recommend, you haven't done so already, go to your back office, register for Ambition, and tell your team to do the same. You can look at it as a group, but you have to register as an individual. Get it done. Get it done. It's going to be just that good. Now, it's my pleasure, in more ways than one, to introduce our featured speaker to you this evening. He was on just a couple of weeks ago, brought the heat, very inspiring. But I tell you what, he's gone through some things over the past couple of 3 weeks that I'm going to let him share with you that make this call even more unique, makes it more valuable. Folks, please welcome to the call, Executive Consultant Coach Alan Johnston. Coach, are you there? Welcome to the call, sir.
Hey, Bear. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
I am glad to hear your voice.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. It's good to be heard.
Yes, it is.
Kind of know what you're hem-hawing around about. And the first thing I want to do is tell everybody how much Leanne and I appreciate your prayers and your thoughts. Several of you have reached out via text and email and inbox on Facebook and asked how we were doing. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say something. We're part of a recession-proof business that allows us to work from home. And, Bear, you're right. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking. You and I were doing the call, and Brian was traveling out to North Carolina. We had a great night that night, and it just so happened that the week prior, Leanne and I had gone over to the farm and spent some time over at her mom and dad's old farmhouse and the land over there. We lost her parents a few years back, and when the farmhouse came up after their will was probated, we decided to buy it. And Leanne, she got some land with her, along with her siblings, that they split up. And we spent some time over there, and I was on the tractor brush hogging, and then got on a lawn tractor mowing around the yard. And, you know, this beautiful Texas dry heat and this dust flying around, I ate a bunch of dirt that day and thought I had started getting a sinus infection. So I called my doctor and told him, and he called me in some antibiotics, 10 days worth of pretty potent antibiotics, started taking that. And then we had to return over to the farm because a hailstorm had tore the roof up and had a company come put a new roof on. So we went over there and we stayed 3 days, pardon me, and got home from that on a Friday. Needed to mow the yard here at the house. Really didn't feel like it because of this sinus infection. And I'd had pneumonia 2 years ago that they said I got from being over there brush hogging and et cetera. For my friends that don't know what that is, that's a big mower on the back of a tractor. And anyway, I started thinking, golly, I hope I don't get pneumonia out of this stuff. And I'd been taking that antibiotic for about 6 days there. Saturday morning, so I got home anyway. I mowed, I edged, I weed-eated, I blew the yard off and the front and back, got it nice and dressed up so my wife was happy. And Saturday morning, I woke up, and I'm telling you right now, I had the dangest sinus headache. And I'm going to knock on wood, and I thank God I don't get very many headaches, but this one was a doozy to the point top of my head. I like to wear a cap or a hat, and I couldn't put one on my head. And my legs were about as weak as I think they've ever been in my lifetime. I got out of bed that Saturday morning, and I'm telling you, it was a tussle to get down there to my easy chair. And I took that medicine, and I thought, golly, this is wrong. Sunday wasn't any better, so Monday morning I called my doctor and I said, hey, I don't think this antibiotic's putting a dent in this. He said, what are you talking about? And I said, I'm feeling weak in the legs. He said, well, have you had fever? No. Have you been coughing a lot? No. Have you lost your sense of taste or smell? And I said, what are you getting at? Because I have not. He said, I want you to go get tested for this COVID. So I went over there, and they tested not just COVID. They tested strep, and they tested for the flu. And they had the test. It came back pretty quickly. And came in there and said, well, Coach, you got COVID. You got that coronavirus. And I said, well, ain't that a high nickel? So he said, go home, stay at home for 14 days, and we're going to call you in an inhaler, an albuterol sulfate inhaler. And then word got out, thanks to Brian posting it, and a lot of you sent me a lot of information. I was paying attention to it because, again, I'm a knock on wood. I've never been too sickly in my lifetime. And my wife's back was bothering her, and she was coughing a bunch. And so that Thursday, she went to her doctor and got tested, and it came back positive. Well, we started sitting there beating our head against the wall trying to figure out where in the world did we pick this up at? Because when we would go to the grocery store, we would go purposely at an off time when not very many people would be there. And we would wear our mask. And we would, you know, I've got a bottle of hand sanitizer in my truck. She's got one in her car. As soon as we come out of there, we'd use it. And I'm the guy that when I went in the grocery store, you know, the little wipes they got there to wipe down the buggy or the shopping cart. I'd pull three of them things out of there, and I'd wipe that cart down where my hands was with one of them, and the other two I'd wrap around so my hand never would touch the metal. Not because I was psyched out about it, it's just that I did not want to get this stuff. A couple of times we went to Lowe's, but we went to the garden center, the open air, but even doing that we wore a mask. One time we went to Walmart. Now this was Leanne and I breaking this down, trying to figure out where did we come into this. She went to the church for a women's Bible study one Tuesday morning for about 3 hours, and they wore a mask in to that deal. We've just been beating our head against the wall, but little by little, we've gotten back to where we're feeling good. Now, I don't think I could go out and do a marathon. This week I've been going out and working a little bit in the backyard. I've been sitting outside getting some good God-given fresh air. But this week also, we've been hearing about other people that are a lot, that ran into a lot worse case scenario than we did. We've got a friend of the family who's Miss Betty's son-in-law. He's in ICU on one of those incubators. I mean, he's locked in, and they thought they were going to lose him Friday night. He made it through, but he's still there. And another friend of the family, they're in ICU in the same situation. These are healthy people. One of these men is someone that I see at the gym where I work out, and he works out all the time. I'm just saying this to everybody listening to me. As I said when I first started, we have a recession-proof opportunity. And a lot of you have not built your business and are not fortunate enough to work from home full-time with Ambit yet. Some of you may be furloughed. Some of you may be working from home because that's what your company has, and that's what your profession and your position allows you to do. But I implore you to respect it. I pray that none of you get it. I wish this to go away, and I know that there's Spanish flu and SARS and all that stuff. We didn't shut down our country for it. But I consider myself to be a relatively healthy person. Like I said, I have 4 days a week I do work out. When I'm not doing that at the gym, I'm working in the yard or working at the farm. Not that I think I'm Superman and that I've got kryptonite. It's just that wherever this came into our life, we're clueless. And we can't figure it out. But I can tell everybody that 2 weeks ago, that Saturday and Sunday, that might have been two of the worst health days I've ever had in my life. I'm thankful that I didn't develop the fever and the cough and lose the sense of taste or the sense of smell. But that weakness that people talk about and that sinus headache that people talk about, my friends, I don't want any of y'all to go through that. But I know some of you on this call have had it. I've heard from several of you. Have you got friends that have it? And you know, and I'm guilty of calling this a spamdemic about a month ago. And you know, maybe my sarcastic comments kind of what allowed, you know, that I deserve to get. I don't know. End of the day, I got it. Now, one thing I've been able to do, except for that Saturday and Sunday, is I've been able to continue to build a business. I've been able to continue to do validation calls. I've been able to continue to reach out to people that have been sitting on the fence. I've been able to take my written list and follow up with people that I spoke to 6-7 years ago just to see how they're doing. But every time I talk to somebody, this being Ambit Energy, always comes into the equation. It's always brought up. You still doing that Ambit thing? Yes, I am. How's it going? You wouldn't believe me if I told you. All I ever wanted you to do is look at it, and I'd still love you to look at it, just so you can see what I've been doing. Yeah, I hear you've made a bunch of money. And I always tell them up front, I have. But I'm nowhere near through where I'm going to be one of these days. But it's work. That's the one thing I've learned in this journey of 11 years to date. And, Barry, you know it as well as I do. And most of you on this call knows it as well as I do. The people that put the work in are having the success. It's not that we have any special gimmick that we're doing. I share the plan. I gather a handful of loyal customers. And then I do it over and do it over and do it over, and I help other people understand that's what we do. And with all due respect, I want to speak to something that's really heavy on my heart, and that is that customer deal. You know, we talk about Jerry Thompson Jr. used to talk about protect the golden goose. And I would always think of that as important, but I always thought the biggest golden goose of that golden goose was my business. And I wanted my business partners, whether they be a marketing consultant, regional senior, whatever they were, I wanted them to believe and understand that their golden goose was bigger than the corporate golden goose. And if everybody was doing that, protecting the integrity of their personal, professional career, if everybody was doing that, building this business with character and honesty and dignity, then a byproduct of that is that corporate name would be protected. And one of the things that I get a lot of times over here in East Texas where I live, in the town that I live in, for those of you that aren't from Texas, Tyler's a city of roughly 75, maybe 80,000 people now. It's not a big place, but it's a perfect size city. And it's a city made up of a diversified culture and a business population of a lot of different things, from oil and gas to just manufacturing goods. One of the country's number one turkey plants is here, called Greenberg Turkey. Of course, Tyler's known as the rose capital of the world. There's fields here where a lot of you have watermelons and cotton and soybean as far as your eye can see. We've got areas here where it's roses as far as you can see. It's beautiful. I mean, you smell it in the air. But the thing that people know is I'm that ambit guy. I lived a life as a coach and a teacher here for 30 years. In my last 10 years, I was at one school for 20 and another school for the last 10. And when I was at that other school, I used to do a weekly television show called Coach's Corner. So what happened in that is a lot of people knew me that I didn't know them. And that's kind of been a good and a bad thing coming into Ambit. What I mean by that is I get phone calls from people that are not customers of mine that calling me because their bill's gone astronomically high. And obviously, I know as soon as they bring that up, it's because they fell over onto the variable plan, the month-to-month expense, which is, with any company, the highest they can charge. My point is this. Something that I do, something that I speak about a lot of times with my business partners, that I don't think I've brought up too many times on this call. I know that I've said it from the stage whenever corporates had me speak in a training. I always use my phone, and I set dates 11 months in advance whenever I sign up a customer. And down here in Texas, we now have a 36-month plan and a 24-month plan. So if they go 24, I set it 23 months in advance. If they go 36, I set it 35 months in advance. And the reason being is I will get that notification on that smartphone as a reminder. And when I get that reminder, I reach out to that customer. I'll take 2 minutes out of my day because I've got a saved email. And I will go into my power zone and I'll pull their customer account number and I will put it in where it belongs. I will personalize it and put their name at the top and obviously their email, and I'll send it to them. But I'll also take, during that 2 minute period I'm talking about, I'm making a personal phone call to them. I'm not relying on Ambit to do it. I'm not relying on a piece of paper in the mail to do it. You see, Ambit did not ask them to be a customer of Ambit. I did that. I asked that of those people. And another reason why I think this is important, and I say this as transparent as I can, if someone decides to walk away from this incredible opportunity, if they've taken the time out to save a renewal date of a family member, of a friend, of a business associate, of a neighbor, then they will allow them. And listen, I hope they would stay with our company, but if they decided to go somewhere else, at least you're protecting that golden goose. Because again, these people who call me, they're not mad at Ambit. They're mad at that consultant. And every time they bring it up, I say, well, I can tell you right now, you're on a variable plan. What does that mean? I explain it to them. Well, why did that happen? well, it's just time for you to renew. Here's the phone. I don't know if I want to renew because this shouldn't have ever happened. And I tell them, you're right, it shouldn't have. But you should have gotten a piece of paper in the mail. You probably got an email also, but it might have gone to spam. And as you're signing up customers, consider the text message that they offer now. If you put in a cell phone, I don't even ask my customers if they want that. I tell them, click that box. I walk them through it, and I say, click that box. Those renewal notifications are going to be there. But see, here it is, 11 years, 4 months later since I started this journey. And over the first 2 years, I got to 20 customers. Actually, I got to 24 customers. Those 24 customers are still with Ambit Energy. And I know they're not with Ambit Energy because of Ambit Energy. They're not. They're not with Ambit Energy because of Vistra either. They're there because it's their brother, their son, their uncle, their cousin, their good friend, their neighbor. They're there because every time they get the bill, they subconsciously see my children's face just like your customers will. Protect them. Every time I call my customers and I reach out to them and I take a minute out of my day, 2 minutes out of my day to call them, I always end the conversation with how much I appreciate their support, how much I appreciate them for being there for my family. And I say to them, if you know anyone else that uses electricity that I can help, you have my phone number. Please share my number with them, and I hope I can help them. And even better than that, if you know anyone who needs and wants and would like a supplement income opportunity, I'd love to share this with everybody you know, especially you. And I've done that for about the last 9 years. And I've consistently gotten quality customers, and I have picked up business partners. I'm not knocking apartments. I'm not saying anything derogatory about having a streamline of apartment complexes coming in daily. But for me personally, I like that solidified, solid customer that lives in that three-bedroom, two-bath home. It's never going to be below a band one. You see, this business, as everybody knows, is about residual income. The bonus money's nice. The bonus money can get lucrative. But when you start getting that residual check, something different starts happening. Because, you know, next month it's going to come again. And what we hope is the next one you get is going to be a little bit more. And then it will grow, and it will grow from there. If you're being persistent and you're plugged in, which everybody on this call, obviously, you're there. You're plugged in. You're doing what you have to do. And I hope that something that I share with you in this call may resonate with you. But my one request of every one of us as independent consultants of this outstanding opportunity is that we protect our golden goose. And that golden goose starts and ends with these two things, customer acquisition and customer retention. That's the only way you're going to build yourself a good business, acquisition and retention of customers. And yeah, I'm guilty of paying attention to the rates. I'm guilty of doing all those things. But at the end of the day, those quality customers, they're going to stick around because they know you, they love you, and they trust you. At the end of the day, that's the bottom line to this business. And doing a replicatable, duplicatable system, the building blocks of Ambit, and teaching each one to do these simple little things, you can all have success. It ends and it stops on show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. And when you get that yes, it ends and stops on acquisition and retention of customers. And there's nothing else in between. Nothing else is in between any of those two things. That PowerPoint, we do two things. We gather a handful of loyal customers, and we help others do the same. The very first time, Wednesday night, December 13th, 2008, sitting in there watching this business presentation being shown to me, I understood that 526 was the cornerstone of being successful in this business. And since that day, I have attempted, and I have failed a lot, but I have attempted to personally 526 every month. And you heard what I said. I have failed that goal many, many, many times. But I have gone regional many, many, many times also. And you're listening to me, and I really did say a prayer before I started this that something that I say tonight would resonate and help some of you, if not all of you. Protect your golden goose, because it starts and it ends, now that you've said yes to this business, to customer acquisition and customer retention. And I hope it doesn't, but reality's reality. If you walk away from this incredible opportunity, and that's your prerogative, at least you will get that notification to take care of that person who knows, loves, and trusts you, and you can keep them from going over onto a variable. And who knows, they may stay with Ambit, and that would protect the corporate golden goose. Bear, is there anything else that I could add tonight?
You know, Coach, I'm sitting here, and I'm kind of puzzled. I'm being serious, folks. I want you to listen to what I'm saying here. You know, over the past week, you've been dealing with coronavirus, and there have been many people that have had the virus, and it has been very challenging. In some cases, we know that it can be fatal. And, you know, I asked Brian during the course of the week, I said, it'd be great to have you on the call to talk about this, because people have different opinions as to how valid or how risky, how dangerous it really truly is. You know, some people think it's political, and, you know, they got all sorts of different thoughts. And, you know, my thought process is I want to keep everybody safe. And you get on the call and you talk about having the coronavirus, and somewhere along the line you transition it over to not just protecting our health, but protecting our business. And I want to bring this to your attention, guys, that this is what I'm talking about when I say that when you come to this call, you're going to get something of value. And I don't want you to miss this, that Coach Alan Johnson got on the call, and he still had your best interest in mind. He was thinking about you and your business and the value that he could bring to what you are doing in your business. He's inviting you to protect the golden goose even after he's gone through something as challenging, as traumatic, and as health-threatening as the coronavirus. And I want to thank you for that, because your heart's got to be huge to focus on our issues instead of yours. And I just want you to know that I didn't miss that. And I appreciate that. And you know, when I found out that Coach had the coronavirus, I gave him a call. Because, you know, Coach and I have a relationship, and I love the guy. Now, I don't know Leanne as well as I love Coach. I mean, as well as I know Coach, but I love her for putting up with him, you know, so it was really serious for me when I heard that he had the virus, and he was calm, cool, and collected the whole time. And I'm sitting here, like, concerned. And he's like, okay, so we're dealing with it. We're in Corona jail, and we're going to be okay. And if we all took that attitude inside of building our business, inside of the challenges we face, not only in this business, but also in life, and right now Norbert Hennessy comes to mind, you just do what you got to do.
Yep.
You just do what you got to do, and you go build your business.
Yep.
And that's what I want you guys to get out of it. Coach, again, thank you very much for being on the call. I am so glad that you're feeling better, that you and Leanne are healthy, and you not only are you back in the swing of things, but it sounds like you never stop swinging.
No, you know, and here's the thing. I want to, Bear, could I have another minute, please?
Absolutely.
Here's what I want to know. I want everybody to know, and I think everyone on here knows this about me. I'm a believer. And when Brian posted a request for prayer, and I started watching and seeing all of your comments and likes and hearts, and then I started receiving from you guys. Some of you I haven't had the honor of meeting yet. I knew that we were going to be fine. I told my wife. I mean, our church was praying. The men's group in the church that I'm with was reaching out. My wife's women's group was reaching out. And, you know, I just had a good sense. We're not over the hill yet, over the hump, I should say, but I feel this compelled to say to everybody, I'm guilty, and I said it earlier. I even called it a spamdemic, but I respect it. And what I want everyone to know is don't play Russian roulette with this. There's a bug going around. There's a sickness going around. If it's the flu and they're calling it this, if it's something and they're calling, you know, I hear stories about people that, God rest their soul, they're passing away, and people say it don't matter what you die from now, they're going to say you died of corona. Whatever that is, it doesn't matter. You see the beach is full of people, and then all of a sudden they start talking about all this breaking out and all that. It's pretty simple. You wash your hands. You keep your hands out of your face, out of your eyes, out of your nose, away from your mouth. You wash your hands. If you go into around people and you're going to be close to people, put the stinking mask on your face. Just do that. And wear it all the way outside, away from people. Because the only thing, and I started this earlier, and then I got on the soapbox about customers, the only time that I can think that I even had a chance of getting this was a Sunday when I had some paperwork, important paperwork, that had to be notarized. And I called around because it was Sunday, and I had to get it in the mail early Monday. And I called around and called around and called around. Finally found Office Depot here in Tyler had a lady there that could notarize for me. So I ran over there real quick, and I walked in. And this has been 3 weeks ago, maybe four, I don't know. But anyways, I was the only one in the parking lot. I didn't think the place was open. Then I saw an employee walk by. So I go walking in. I did not wear my mask that one time. Everybody in there was employed at Office Depot, had their mask on. They parked behind the store. My truck was the only vehicle in the parking lot. And I got notarized, and I went over to the front to pay for it. And when I turned to go over, I saw a gentleman over there, and he looked like a vagabond. He looked like someone who might be homeless. He had long, shaggy hair, a sleeveless shirt on, a backpack, some hiking boots, and cut-off blue jeans, and he was coughing. And he was talking to the manager, and he was just coughing like a machine gun. And I went to the back of the store and got away from him. And I stood at the back of the store where I could see where he was standing. Whenever he walked out, I went up and I paid. And then I walked out. And then I find out this week, I was listening to one of the doctors on one of the videos one of you sent me, and they're talking about these particles can linger in the air. I told my wife, I said, that might have been it. I don't know. Because we've been very cautious and respectful of this coronavirus. We didn't want to get it. The main reason I didn't want to get it is because my dad and my mom. And my dad's fighting Parkinson's and dementia right now, and I have not been able to be around him in 3 weeks. And he's at a point where he needs me there for his psychological well-being. I talk to him 5 and 6 times a day. I get mom on FaceTime so he can see my face. I don't want him to have the stress. And then my daughter and son, they've been freaking out because my point is this. I pray none of you get it. And if you've had it, I pray that you're over it. But respect it. do the little things, take care of one another, and I'm not going to get political, but I'm going to ask every one of you brothers and sisters that are believers, and I would request even the non-believers, we got to pray for our country. It's more than just this corona going on. I'm not going to get political, but we've got a great opportunity with Ambit. We got an incredible Ambit family. You guys take care of yourselves and your families and one another. But please, please, please pray that all this junk going on in this country, and I am not talking about corona right now, that all that other stuff, it can see its way out. I love you guys. I don't just say that. I literally love my Ambit family. Bear, I appreciate you. I've taken too much time. Guys, as I said on every call for the last 4 months, stay healthy and stay safe, and God bless you.
Guys, if you got value out of this, this would be one of those calls that you should possibly maybe get on Facebook or Instagram, but just say thanks to Coach at a public level. And if you want to hear this call again, Norbert Hennessy is on the call, and we're now kind of counting on him to give us the early link to the call so that you can hear it again. And then you can also go to topambitleaders.com and go to the Business Builder Calls, go to the training session section, and then go to the Business Builder Calls, and you'll be able to hear this again, and you'll be able to share it with the people that may not have been on the call. And this is why I asked you at the beginning of the call to get on the line and bring somebody that you care about onto this call. Because I've been touched by this call pretty much so like none other. And, Coach, I want to thank you for being on the call. I'm going to open the lines and let the others think as well. Hang on just a moment.